by Valerie Rose,
Carlos,
Tansy,
and
Yolanda.
Hey everybody, and so we are working on the Latino Folk Art Garden mural. What can you say about the work that you've done and the approach that you're taking?
Well, me and Tansy are heading the project. This is actually her capstone project, so she's doing this for her senior year, and what we did was we looked at some research for all 33 countries in Latin America and just collected some information about the history of folk art, some of the symbolism and really cool images that we liked, and just put everything together in a collective design and projected it on 5 different panels that equal 20 feet long altogether. And we're just allowing the community, including the kids of Stepping Stones, to help us paint it in. And it's been fun so far. We're on the 3rd panel. We've got 2 more left, and it's a really colorful piece. Probably the most colorful mural I've ever worked on. And for Tansy, this is your first mural, right?
Yeah.
So it's been exciting for everyone, I think.
Great. Mm-hmm. Tansy, what can you say about how you got involved in this project as your capstone?
Well, I normally asked our capstone like leader if she had any other projects that I could possibly work on, because I was kind of deciding to change my capstone, and she introduced me to this project. And well, I did change my capstone, and I met with Valerie up in December, and ever since then we've just been working on creating this.
Great.
Yeah.
And so what is the schedule for this? When will the community be able to see it, and are there more opportunities for community members to lend a hand?
Yeah, so we're hoping to be done with this project sometime in April. First week, probably with the painting part, and then we still have to do the installation in the actual folk art garden itself. And so we have a couple days for the community to come and help out if they would like to, and that would be really great. So Saturday, March 30th is gonna be one day, and then possibly the Saturday after, we might still need help with the painting then, but we are hoping to be done after that. So yeah, we'll just see how it goes, but please stop by and help us paint this awesome mural and learn a little bit about Latino folk art.
Yolanda, those flowers are absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you paint a lot in your free time?
Yes. Actually, I have one show exhibition in art in Aspen.
Okay.
In May.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so in the home, just practice.
Uh-huh.
The art.
Mm-hmm. So you have a show in May in Aspen at the Art Museum?
Yes.
Very cool. We'll have to get you in for another interview.
Yeah, she showed me some of her artwork, Yolanda. She's a really great artist, so I'm glad that she's here helping us.
Very cool. And Carlos, how did you get involved with this project?
I started last year with the planning,
uh-huh,
and cleaning up, and we did some pottery, I think, for they were going to be using it for like planting. I forgot what they were planting, chilies and stuff like that. And then the next thing was to do this mural, so I'm not an artist, but I'm just here messing it up, and then they clean it up.
You're doing a great job. It's great to have you.
It's therapeutic.
Anything that you, Tansy, or Valerie would like to say about the symbolism that you've chosen for this mural?
When I was researching, I just tried to include what really intrigued me or what I could connect with, that connected with the type of folk art that was in different countries. Like there's this one piece, it's like pottery, it's the rooster, he's from Honduras, and it really stood out just because they mainly use it as like a watering to water plants, but now they use it just for like decoration. So
yeah, I would say like we're doing our best to try to include all of the countries of Latin America, and to be honest, it's been like that's probably the most challenging part, because you only have so much space to work with, but we've incorporated, I mean, I can tell you right now, I'm looking at, let's see, we have Peru, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Cuba, Belize. Let's see, what's on that one? Yeah, those are the ones I'm spotting right now, and we still have some more panels. And then the ones that we haven't highlighted with like actual imagery, we're going to try to include textiles and put that into some of the patterns and the letters of the Latino Folk Art Garden itself, like the signage. So yeah, we're doing our best. It's been a lot of fun to do all the research for it too. We've learned so much about Latino folk art itself. It's so diverse.
What's the connection with Stepping Stone, which is where we're painting today?
Well, Stepping Stones, they basically lent us their space, and then also they have a lot of kids that are of the community that just really wanted to be involved with the project. So on Thursdays, we have them helping out with painting the mural itself. So it's been great for them as well, of all ages, I would say, from elementary to high school.
And the mural will be on display just in time for spring. Anything else anybody else would like to add?
I think I just like want to say thank you to everyone that's been a part of the project so far, and really appreciate your efforts and making it out here. It has helped so much. Couldn't do it on our own, just me and Tansy, so yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.